The mansion's in Rue Narbet. We're in Rue Narbet between Villa Picard and Villa Landmann, opposite the tourist office. These two fine houses belong to the Picard and Landmann families, rich textile manufacturers. Most of these kind of residences date from the second half of the 19th century. They all follow the same architectural rules. No close neighbours. Each house is set in its own grounds and has two or three floors and a balcony overlooking the street. The balcony isn't there randomly. It is a symbol of strength and economic power. It's the employer's economic power base in the town. These mansions are very different from the late 18th century ones. Back then, the boss's lodgings and the workshops were in the same building, whereas the villas you can see on Rue Narbet were residences separated from the production site, but they nevertheless remained very close to the heart of the textile activity. Do you know what the unique feature of Sainte-Marie-aux-Mines is? Its factories are located right in the centre of town, as well as the owners' houses and the workers' dwellings. They were all built so close together simply because of the local geography. There is very little flat land here. That's why town planning here in Sainte-Marie-aux-Mines was very different from the one in Mulhouse, where the houses of the wealthiest are on the outskirts of town, creating a geographical distance that kept the bourgeois universe separated from the one of the working classes. In Sainte-Marie-aux-Mines, it's different. The owners lived in the heart of the town, where they set up their factories and avoided concentrations of workers in separated areas. How did they do this? By resorting massively to homeworking for weaving. This strategy had a number of advantages for the employers. First of all, there was no need to build factories, and so they saved space. Secondly, the people didn't live so closely together, thus avoiding the likelihood of insurgents. The fact that so much work was done at home explains why there were so few popular uprisings in Sainte-Marie-aux-Mines, despite a number of economic crises. The local textile industry was particularly affected by the First World War. Then the Wall Street crash of 1929 followed by the outbreak of the Second World War. In the 1960s and 1970s, a systemic crisis led to the departure of many people. Compared to the 12,000 inhabitants in 1900, there are now around 6,000 people living in Sainte-Marie. Let's go up now to the Sainte-Marie-aux-Mines Mountain Pass, theatre of operations in the First World War. Thank you for continuing your visit. See you soon.